else that's watching.
Yeah, just be myself, go out there and compete, because I'm a competitor and I love competition and try to wow the coaches. But at the same time, you got to know the playbook and go in the right direction at the same time, too.
So. What do you hope to accomplish just in a couple days here?
Just get accustomed and learn the plays that they put in front of me and be prepared when the veterans come in.
How do you avoid a deer in headlights kind of a reaction? Because this is still a pretty big deal.
Yeah, definitely. You just kind of go with the flow and be yourself. Like I said, I think the only time I would feel like deer in the headlights is if I'm running the wrong direction or messing up a play. And that's something you don't want to do, because then you feel like maybe they're second guessing about drafting me. You definitely don't want that to happen. So it's a lot of pressure.
David, I know it's early, but do you have a sense yet how you and Ahmad Bradshaw might be able to compliment each other, or how you might compliment him?
Yeah, I think I've seen some film on him, and he's a hard running back and tough physical guy, and he's from Virginia. So we try to bring that tough and physicalness. So we both going to go out there, and we're going to compete together and make a lot of plays.
Do you know him?
No, I haven't met him. I haven't talked to him yet.
What aspects of your game do you think will translate the best to the NFL, and what do you think your biggest adjustment's going to be?
I try to translate the whole thing, my whole game to the NFL, and just kind of pick up where I left off, but that very rarely happens. When you look at rookies, they always have that transition period. And, I just got to feel it as I go along. And like I said, just go out there to compete.
What are you most curious about?
How my transition will be. I mean, I have no clue coming up. And a lot of these guys are draft very talented athletes, and basically was the man at their college. And some of them wasn't a man in college and became pros and became the man. So, it's a good mixture out there, different personalities and different talents.
David, a Super Bowl winning team obviously has a roster that's pretty well set, but knowing that there is that vacancy where Brandon Jacobs was, how do you look at this opportunity to even contribute on a very immediate basis?
I haven't looked that far into it. I just want to be on the field, go out there and compete and definitely contribute to the team in some way.